What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome to the Good, the Bad and the Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 8th of September. Hope you've had a great Tuesday. I'm saying that because I'm doing it late again, as usual. Should be doing this in the morning, and then Tuesday won't have actually have happened as yet. I should be doing it when news breaks. But then again, depends on where you are in the world, because if you're listening in a country with a different time zone, you might just be turning me on now and going, this is morning time. This guy's about to put me off my breakfast with his stupid views on the news in the UK and the world. I get around, but yeah, whatever. If you, it's a podcast anyway, you can put it on whenever you fucking like, can't you? And turn it off. But if you're listening and you've not been here before, there's videos on YouTube. Check them out. It's got my beautiful face on there, and that is going to just keep you wanting to come back for more. Because you're gonna see the face behind the fucking stupid talk. Anyway, where are we? Well, I'm in England. I don't know where you are, but let's move on with what news we got. And I told you, it's not all about the news in England. We've got news that's in space. That's what we're going to start with today. Space, my favourite subject. NASA's revealed that the spaceship for the first manned mission to Mars will have a vegetable farm, a freezer and a washing machine. The US Space Agency said astronauts leaving in the 1920s will have a plot growing lettuce and cucumber on board. That's all right, but it's got a washing machine. That's a bit fucking mad, isn't it? I suppose they need a dryer as well, wouldn't they? What's the atmosphere up there like? Don't know. But I suppose they won't really. But they have water. They're going to have to figure that one out, aren't they? I don't think there's much water on Mars unless they find a lake. So you're going to have to be shipping water up there. Unless they're washing, pissing in the fucking... Is it like a special washing machine? Where you piss in the washing machine, it washes your clothes, and then, maybe it doesn't smell on Mars. Maybe you can get away with it because there's no smell. I doubt it. But anyway, so there you're going to have cucumbers. You ain't going to have no takeaways. You're going to be fucking... Anybody who goes up there, they're going to have it rough the first few weeks. The first few fucking years, I don't know about weeks. You're going to be on powdered food. Vegetables that you can just about grow. So you've got to be into that. Tomatoes, cucumbers. That's all they've said, isn't it? Tomatoes, cucumbers and lettuce. You can't live on that. What else are you going to have? No chocolate. No pizza. Oh, it's going to be a struggle. So fat people need not apply. Because anyway, you take too much. We need a fucking spaceship that can get there. If you don't want fat people on there, it'd be like that fucking... like a mosquito when it's full of blood. Like that one I was talking about the other week. And it can't take off because it's fucking sucked all your blood out. And then it's trying to take off and it sounds like, its engine's failing. That's what it'd be like with a load of fat people on the trip to Mars. They would just like leave the Earth's atmosphere and then just fall into fucking nowhere and disappear and take their washing machine and their, freezer with them. So yeah, that's good. Well, we're getting closer. They're talking about it anyway. But then we're talking about aliens on another bit. Aliens could quench their thirst. They reckon aliens on other planets might be drinking petrol. They reckon there's petrol lakes on places, Titan, for instance, on Saturn's largest moon, Titan. The surface is too cold for water, and he reckons there's lakes full of petrol. So they're either sniffing it, because they're all petrol heads, and they're all sniffing it and getting high. And that's why. They might have started out looking like us, but after years and years of sniffing petrol, they look like, them photos when you see a crack addict, when he goes from fucking photo one, or she does when she's poster girl in photo one, by photo 12 her face is fucking caved in and it's like she's gurning and her teeth are gone and like her chin's almost level with her eyes. Alien looking. That's where if you showed that to an alien, that picture, they would never come near Earth. So if you want to keep aliens at bay, just get photos of all the ugly bastards in the world and put them on show. We live here, and that'd be like the aliens if they're out there sniffing petrol. But they're drinking it as well, so they're going to be fucking, pissing fire. And when they're coming at you, they'll probably just come at you like that. When they come down to colonize Earth, they'll come down and you're trying to attack them, they'll pull the trousers down, start pissing, and then get a lighter, light it, and then flamethrow your face off because they've been drinking petrol. They couldn't they? Fart, like their farts is like fucking setting off a blowback bomb. So you got to be careful. Petrol lakes, though, I thought that was... I suppose it's come out of the ground, hasn't it? So I guess it might have done. So yeah, well, we'll soon find out. So I think they need a bit of they'll need to come down and try some polo mints as well, because they ain't going to be kissing any of our ladies with petrol breath anyway. Or men, whichever. I wonder if you get gay aliens. Or, well, the men kissing the girls. But, I mean, I wonder if you do get gay aliens. You're thinking, well, we don't even get aliens, Wayne. No, yes, we do. Of course we do. How can you prove they're not? How can you prove they don't exist? Exactly, you can't. So, you have your view, I'll have mine. And when they come down and piss your face off with their petrol piss, then you're going to have to, you know, go, sorry, Wayne, you're right. And do you know a good plastic surgeon? And we won't tell anybody about it. Backstreet. Anyway, let's go. Well, I lost my place there. Oh, yeah. Osama bin Laden. He's another alien. Osama bin Laden. Well, he was the most wanted man in the country at one point, until he was found and disposed of and dropped in the sea. But he's been found. They found loads of porn movies, didn't they, in his lair. And they're saying here that he reckons he hid messages in porn videos to communicate with his Al-Qaeda henchmen. So he's like passing porn films to each other or borrowing porn films. And when they're like, you know, when it's a cheesy porn film, and when it's like they're coming out with like one of these crazy lines, you know, like, oh, I think I've left the oven on. In the middle of shagging, you know, they say something really ridiculous that doesn't belong in the film. That sounds like it's one of Osama bin Laden's messages to his Al-Qaeda henchmen. So while the Al-Qaeda henchman's sitting there then with his fucking dick in his hand, and he's like getting one off on the porn film, all of a sudden the message comes through and he has to finish up quickly and get out and do his business. Or do his business and then go out and do his fucking, you know, his murder spree or whatever. So where's he going to put these messages in the film? On the fucking, on the money spot, on the cum spot or whatever else you want to call it. If you watch any cheesy 1970s films, because I think that he had like proper VHS tapes, the shittiest versions of like porn films or the really old ones, because he weren't getting no Blu-ray DVDs down in these in his lair in the fucking mountains or whatever, wherever he was. So he's getting VHS tapes, probably with the hairstyles on their head matching their hairstyles down below, excuse me. So yeah, next time you're watching one, see if you can find one of the messages, play a game with yourself, even though you're not, I'm sure you're too busy to think about that. A growth drug could wipe out dwarfism. But those with the condition are divided over whether they want their kids to take it. Well, I guess it's a personal choice, isn't it? And it's fucking early days with all that stuff, isn't it? You start taking it and all of a sudden, in about fucking 30 years' time, they go, oh no, there's loads of side effects there. It actually makes you grow and then makes your legs fall off, so you're back to the same size again, but without no legs. That's what you've got to be careful with, all that new drugs and that. You had it with fucking that flumidamide drug years ago, where people had fucking their arms, they were born with no arms and stuff. So, you know, you'd have to fucking take it with a pinch of salt. But I guess if you're born with that condition, unless you, you know, if it's in the family and everybody's at it and everybody is, maybe it's just normal and you just think, yeah, fuck it, this is us, that's you. Maybe I don't want to be your size. Maybe I want to fucking be able to run under tables and, you know, and fucking, what's it called, get hired out as a, what's that thing they were getting hired out for on hen parties and stuff like that? Dwarfs were being hired out as dressed as Oompa Loompas, and they were taking them like on stag do's. The Oompa Loompa was doing them as a pub crawl and stuff like that, and they were throwing them on trampolines and bouncing them off the wall and stuff. Fuck knows, but you wouldn't get that if you were normal, because that's a dwarf's job, so there'd be nobody to do them then, would they? And, you know, dwarfs in the films. There's loads of good dwarf films. Time Bandits, one of the best films ever made. One of the best English films ever made. Time Bandits with the dwarfs. That put fucking dwarfs on the map. That did. Absolutely amazing film. Everybody wanted to be a dwarf when that was playing. Just like when everybody wanted to be an alien when E.T. was out. Or wanted to know an alien. But yeah, so anyway, that's That's all. I'm not going to be giving my medical advice on whether people should take. Maybe it happens in the reverse. Maybe what happens if a human, oh, not a human, not a human. If you're listening and you're a dwarf, I'm very, this is off the cuff, so I might say things I don't mean by accident. What I'm saying is, what if somebody who's full size, a full size human is what I meant, was to take the drug, would they go up even higher? Would they grow even higher? Because these are making the dwarf children grow to full size. Or to, I'll tell you what, it's a fucking great idea if it does work. That's a brilliant breakthrough. Tongue tied now. Anyway, yeah, so somebody's going to have to be the guinea pig, won't they? No prison vans will be fitted with comfy seats and screens telling lags all about their new jail. That's nice and cosy. You know, like when you're going on an airplane and they start telling you about your destination and all the comforts of where you're going to be going, the hotel, and where to check your bags and everything. They're going to be doing that for the prisons. Then when again, yeah, you're going to have one toilet. There's going to be four blokes in there. Three of them are going to be twice the size of you, twice as hard as you, and probably going to want to have sex with you. The toilet, you're going to have to clean it because they're the boss. And that's your fault for assaulting women and doing all the things that all the other lags are going to hate you for. Maybe it's going to be like that, unless it's just going to be for the easy jails where they're going to go, yeah, we got Costa Coffee, we got a prison cinema, we got, like, you know, it's kind of the place where you want to go because you want to just do a little small crime and get put inside and have it cosy for a couple of weeks. Especially if you're on you're homeless, because fucking homeless are back on the street now after the lockdown. They're back fucking in their droves on the streets. A shame. They've been booted out of the hotels and they're back fucking, you know. So sometimes you wonder, just do a little crime and get yourself put away in the cosy little, what's it called, holiday park called an open prison. Right, anyway, last one. What time is it? Is it the last one? Or maybe last two? I've got one here about Justin Bieber. I'm not doing that one. Doesn't sound very interesting, as he's not very interesting to me. A French pensioner blew up his kitchen. Yeah, we'll finish on this one then. A French pensioner. Oh, no, finish on these two. I'll come back to that one. Pizzas, curries and burgers would shrink by a fifth under health chief's plans to stop Brits getting fat. Come on, that's ridiculous. People share them. People fucking... or save a bit till the next day. I mean, it's very hard to do that. I have to eat the fucking old shebang if I get one or get anything like that. But people are saying here, like, they're going to shrink them so that people stop getting fat. That's ridiculous. Just put the... just turn it to my... Oh, yeah, well, I suppose so. You can. I mean, people share them, but you're going to be able to shrink a burger. They're going to be not even worth buying. The curries. They can't fucking shrink our curries. That's definitely leftovers. Leftover curry is one of the fucking best things you can eat. Pizza, even pizza. But, you know, that's not for... That's like telling you how to live your life, isn't it? Some people want to get fat and that's up to them. You know I mean? Imagine that happening in America. America, it's good to go to America as on holiday and just eat them massive portions. I'll just stuff my face, but that's normal for them. So it's, you know, I can see the side of it where, you know, it's... But that's given away because it's just cheap. They're cheap and they just fucking give you some massive portions, but it's all junk food, isn't it? And it's never necessarily good for you, but when you're on holiday, but when you're there and you're getting it fucking shoved at you like that because it's so good, so tempting, you know, you can imagine them telling them to shorten theirs because they've got like over the top sizes, but still, that's the fun of it. You know when you get value for you pay a few quid and you just get like fucking way more than your money's worth. So anyway, you want to they're not going to have that. People are just going to buy two pizzas if that's the case. They'll end up spending more money. But they'll buy two burgers, they'll buy two of everything. Fat people will not be denied, I'll tell you that. Right, last one. A French pensioner blew up his kitchen trying to kill a fly that was disturbing his dinner. The 80-year-old escaped with a burnt hand after his electronic bug swatter ignited gas leaking from his home. So he blew up his house chasing a fly around. And the fly was pissing me right off today. I'll tell you what, I had to zone out because... I nearly got up and swatted it, but I was trying not to get too agitated. It just disappeared on its own, but it tested my patience. But I haven't got a bug swatter. I would have had to have, like, give it the towel and give it a smack with the towel. But this guy has managed to fucking blow up his house. So this goes to show that little bit of anger can always come backfire on you. And the fly is pissed off. He's gone off to his next destination and to piss somebody else off. And he's just like leaving. Maybe he used to be somebody else in his past life. He's like looking down from his like human eyes, looking down thinking, I hate being a fly. I'm going to piss off every human that I can find. I'm going to land on shit, land in their food, give them salmonella and all those kind of things. And I'm going to fly around their head hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, even though they're trying to kill me, and let them blow their house up. Anyway, so I've saw somebody else do the same thing with a bee's nest. Somebody, it was a spider or a bee's nest, and he was trying to use the flamethrower, the cooker thing, the one with the fire, and set fire to his house. I mean, it's obvious that was going to happen. That's how scared he was. He flamethrowed the fucking the spider as it ran behind the cupboards and set fire to everything. Surely that's not covered on the insurance. You're going to have to come up with a different excuse and not tell him the truth. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. And maybe it was something to do with Osama bin Laden's porn videos. Maybe he was on the hit list. So when he said, I think I've left the washing in. I haven't taken my washing out as the bloke's getting down and dirty. That was a sign that they was coming to blow your house up. Right, I'm leaving you there anyway. I don't know what I'm going on about, but I've got to move on. And so have you. I hope you have a good day. See you tomorrow. I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.